Fucking hell, you look frightened then.
Like what?
You look frightened.
It's probably because I'm fucking bollocks.
All I heard was swear words then, mate. I didn't hear anything else. Playoffs, baby.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast.
Hey, what's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. I am your host, Jeff, and I am not drinking for this episode. This is one of those rare daytime episodes that we do. So if you are joining us on Facebook Live, then make sure you say hello. I'm going to tell you this much. In case you've been living under a rock, the Saints are in the playoffs. And after finishing the regular season with a beautiful win against the Panthers, they also swept the NFC South, something y'all mentioned on the two-point conversion instant reaction show. It's the first time that anyone has done this since the NFC South has ever been created. I'd say they also earned the number two seed. We didn't get any help from the teams that we needed help from, as predicted by Scott. And the Saints really this year overcame more adversity than you can shake a stick at. And I'll tell you what, I bet you can shake a stick at a lot of things. All right, the amount of upgrades to this team that we're going to receive for the game against Chicago is probably an unprecedented amount. So as long as everybody's truly able to come back, I'd have to say that this should be a good week for Saints fans, and we should be back on a happy podcast next week. But let's go ahead and get this episode under the way. Put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason's not here, and it's natural for me to just, like, it rolls off the tongue. Jason, what's your name, what's your number? But he will be back later. So this time we'll start on the screen, top left. Ash, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I am a zero. Just started back into work after the Christmas break, so I'm just drinking some orange soda.
Oh.
Looks Phantom. Yellow.
I know, right? Maybe our color scheme's off. And then we go to James.
That's
on
orange
the other
in England.
James on the other side. Wales. What's your name? What's your number?
Well, my name's James, clearly. my number is probably a one. I wasn't going to drink, but I just thought, yeah, live stream. Time to have a beer.
Okay. All right. Good for you. We got at least somebody drinking on the show. Then Scott, right down there. Scott, what's your number?
I am also zero. As you said, it is an afternoon, but I will say that I've new year. So I've started my yearly beginning of the year diet, which lasts usually about 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm not drinking for right now. We'll see how long that lasts.
I saw somebody said, I made my new year's resolution was that I was going to quit drinking. And it was today's January 4th, and I'm 23 hours sober.
Scott, you'll be drinking Sunday, 4:40 p.m. Eastern.
All right. And then finally, we got Ben right down there. Ben, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'll go over two. I'm now, today's my first day of isolating. My work have told me to go home and do nothing for 14 days. So, yeah, I'm making the most of it. I'm a two at the moment, and I'm sure it will build up to Sunday. I've got nothing to do apart from sit around and go through every scenario, what's going to happen on Sunday.
So what have you been suspended for at work?
I've not been suspended at work, no. Let's just say we're riddled with the 19, or the China virus, people might call it. but no, yeah, so there we go. Losing myself there.
He is the Taysom Hill to my Drew Brees. Well, when I'm not there to host the show, Ben comes in, and of course he fumbles it every time.
That's true.
Haven't fumbled for a while though.
That's true. That is true. You did a good
job. After I went on my rant about him fumbling and not being good enough to be the quarterback, he hasn't fumbled.
All right, let's see.
Okay, I mean, until fumble Sunday, you just jinxed it.
Everything we say is going to be jinxed, isn't it? Let's be honest.
That's classic.
Anything you say,
exactly.
We're gonna okay, so that's all the show we got for you now. I'm going.
All right, so Michael Gagliano's watching on the live stream. He tagged Craig Ranger and Devin Stibe, so hopefully we get a few more people to tune in. Guys, don't forget, if this is your first time watching, or at least your first time commenting, anytime you hear us talking about something, just go ahead, participate, and we'll catch it. We'll bring it up even if we passed up the topic and moved on. Craig just joined. He says, what up? What up, Craig? All right, let's get into, as we do, the game recap.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like old Bandit Run.
This week, like we said, the Saints beat the Panthers, swept the NFC South. You guys talked a little bit about it already in the instant reaction, but you talked a little bit more about just the overall impact of the game and not the game itself. So let's get a little bit more into the actual performance on the field. What would you say stood out to you guys the most about this game? Was it the fact that we have some fucking bench strength?
Professional.
I think that's definitely one thing. I mean, we were just really... The whole team was just really crisp. I mean, Drew looked crisp. Ty Montgomery, over 100 rushing yards. I mean, you know, and I kind of said it on the Instant React show. I mean, coming off the bench like that, hadn't really played much all year, and to come into a kind of a tough spot and to be able to run like that, it's credit to him. It's credit to offensive line, who really played well. I really don't recall many holding penalties. At least none that were big, or I think we had one false start. But other than that, you know, they played well, very well. Callaway is another one that played really well, made some good catches. Jared Cook in some spots, you know, caught a touchdown. I don't know.
Yeah, anybody I was else? Pleased with Jared
Cook. I'm just throwing out a bunch of stuff.
It's the offensive line. Yeah, it's the offensive line. The last 2 weeks, they've completely dominated. You know, we ran all over the Vikings, and then we managed to run all over the Vikings with a wide receiver at running back. Ran for 100 yards. And that bodes really well for the playoffs. You need a running game in the playoffs. And if the offensive line can dominate the trenches and the line of scrimmage like they have been, it can only be good.
Yeah.
I think it was a very professional performance when you... We were better than the Panthers. We just needed to go in there, do a job, and see what would happen in other games with our fate. And yeah, they came out. They looked crisp. Like I said, the biggest thing was Breeze. He's just getting each performance, I think, is getting better for Breeze since he's come back. So yeah, I've really got no worries for Breeze going into the playoffs.
I've got a conspiracy theory about that. So
here we go.
I new conspiracy theory of the week. It's now our new segment. Each week we have a different conspiracy. I think that Drew Breeze was never actually hurt. I think after last year, they saw last year he was really hurt, and they looked at it and they're like, hey, wait, we're onto something. If we can give him a 4 to 6 week rest, we can have him fresh for the playoffs, which is when we really need him the most. But last year, the injury was too early in the season. So this year, they were like, all right, if we time it right, we're going to, I don't know, just throw a couple of fractured ribs, collapse his lung, whatever, just say something. We'll take him out for 4, because there's no way a guy his age comes back after only 4 weeks of that, right? So it's clearly fake. So they came up with some excuse to put him on the IR, give Taysom a few games, let the team win. They were so confident and so good. And then they give him two games that's his preseason. He gets 2 games to warm up for the playoffs. And now he's fresh and he's in prime Drew Brees mode coming into the playoffs. All he's got is 1, 2, 3, 4 games left. I think I think it was a plan all along. In fact, he was going to retire. Remember last year at the Pro Bowl, his whole plan was that he was going to retire. I think Sean and Mickey called him up and was like, okay, we got an idea. You don't have to play 16 games next year. You just got to play for a little bit, get us in the position where we're clearly going to make the playoffs, and then we'll give you a few weeks off, and you go riding into the playoffs high. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
No. That could explain.
Oil hat.
That could explain why the number of broken ribs kept going up as the week progressed. You started with like one or two, and they're like, "Oh no, wait, that won't give him 4 weeks. Let's give him a couple more." Oh wait, no, that's still not long enough. He's got 11. He's got 11. Right. That's it. He's got 11 broken ribs. We collapsed his lung too.
Right.
It's everything.
Make it a miraculous comeback, right? It's like, dude, we're gonna give it, and then we're gonna create the greatest story. The NFL can't hurt us. Like they have to help us in the playoffs. Now he's Breezes. He's Breezes.
Yep.
I think the main thing going at the start of the season, you know, with all the NFL pundits and everything, the New Orleans Saints is the most complete team. And I think this game, without the running back core, I think it goes to show without Michael Thomas that we are the complete team. We have strength and depth. And the only way that we won't get to the Super Bowl is if NFL decides to fuck us in the ass, which I'm waiting for. Now it comes to the point that, you know, last year we didn't show up against the Vikings, and fair enough, we lost it, fair enough. But obviously 2018 and 2017, we got fucked over, and I'm just waiting for that moment where Roger Goodell says, right, they've had their fun, let's go fuck them in the ass.
The only thing I would have to say is I would agree with you 110% if it weren't for Breeze. I think they would definitely do it if Breeze was not the quarterback, right? But I think it's Sean Payton's feud with Roger Goodell more than anything else. But Drew Brees is still like, he's Mr. Guy. And I think Roger Goodell respects Brees enough. Maybe I'm giving him more credit than he deserves, but that he might be like, look, we give all of our league quarterbacks our greatest of all times. We got to give them a proper send off. And if this guy's retiring this year, maybe they might not help us against Green Bay, but maybe they actually call a fair game. But we can get into that when we
possibly. But then, are you thinking more along the lines of a Peyton Manning season where he took the Broncos to Super Bowl 50, he won his second ring, and then he retires?
Yeah.
Could it be a Peyton Manning season? I don't know. How long was Peyton Manning out for? He was out for a good 4 or 5 weeks, wasn't he?
Or something. It was something. What was it? Brock Osweiler?
Osweiler. The decline. The difference was Peyton Manning was playing at a very below par level, where Breeze hasn't been playing at that level.
Well, that's what gives me hope that this has to be.
I don't think everyone's riding the defense. We're not as good as that Broncos defense, but our offense is better.
I don't know, man.
That Broncos
against the Panthers against PJ Walker.
Yeah, exactly.
And Teddy Bridgewater.
I thought you were going to be serious there and say, do you think we're up with that Broncos defense? But
I don't know. This defense is pretty stout.
It's good. It could be that. It's good.
Is this defense better than the 09 defense? The Saints 09
defense?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That defense just generated more takeaways. It was do or die. Yeah. It's typical.
It was an opportunistic defense in 09.
Yeah. Greg Williams. It's Greg Williams.
This is a more solid defense.
Solid, right. And, again, kind of like you said, they
Craig
did
Ranger
play.
Wants to say to Ash, my dude, my hero, dude smoking on the pod. Smoke if you got him. is that one of them funny?
Kind of like what Jeff said with the defense, they're more solid. I mean, they had a great game as well. And, also kind of going back to what you said about, maybe the refs won't mess with us in the playoffs. Let's not give them a chance to, show up for every game. Let's go scorched earth and just blow everybody out. So where if we get a penalty, it's not going to mean anything because we're up by 20 points. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just not even mess around with it. Let's not keep these games close. Let's go out and just kick some ass.
That's right. What's up, Gerald? The mailman's here.
What's up, Gerald?
But yeah, sorry.
I'm with you on that, Scott. No mercy. Get the games won, and then the refs can't do anything. Just take it out of their hands.
Time to go Cobra Kai on their ass.
That's what we should have done in the Rams game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we had the chance. We had the chance to finish that in the second half.
I think that's what this because we are in game recap, believe it or not. That I think that's what this game showed is, I mean, we always talk about how Sean Payton, when he wants this team focused, he can get them focused. He can get them up, you know, even like morale up there or whatever, inspiration, motivated, call it what you want, focus. Everybody plays with discipline. He can do that when he needs to do it. I mean, sometimes we just wonder, like, why, how do you not do it for the Falcons in 2019? How do you not do it for the, well, not the Chiefs, but for the Eagles or the Raiders this year? But what he showed, even with a bunch of ragtag practice squad guys, he can get them focused and do it. So you've got to believe that after the 3 years, like Ashley referenced, these last 3 years of the way we exited the playoffs, that Sean and Drew, and because Drew's, I mean, you, what more motivation do you need? They have clearly, they've got to go scorched earth on everybody. I mean, 50-point offense, especially fully healthy.
You know, you always say that Sean Payton creates a crisis. Well, this past crisis last week was no running backs.
Yeah.
So the crisis for the playoffs has to be, this is it. This is Drew's last year, his last chance. He's leaving after this. We got to do this. We have our backs against the wall. And that's when we play best, and we have our backs against the wall. We had our backs against the wall against Carolina. No running backs. You know what? Fuck it. Let's go 33-7. Yeah, we're gonna take it.
Incredible. I mean, I think Payton was pissed about that, wasn't he?
He was pissed about the COVID shit.
Yeah, yeah, I was just about to say that. He fired a rocket at them. Because I think Jared Cook made a comment this week where he said that coach has been really driving it home. He said 16 weeks we were really good, but then in that 1 week we let it slip and it nearly cost, you know.
I've heard it's Kamara wasn't wearing his tracing wristband, and that's why
tracing
the whole running back room was out, was because he wasn't wearing his wristband, so they actually couldn't track and trace who he had close contact with, so they just wiped the whole room out. Now that's just fucking stupid.
Interesting. Christian Mino says he works with somebody who knows DJ Swearinger, says that he's out because he tested positive for COVID, but he had another test that came back negative, but the NFL won't let Swearinger play because their test is the only one that matters. I can see, like, so then where did, who got the negative test? Was it him personally? Was it the Saints?
These doctors.
If it's Osner doctors, I can understand why you can't.
But just thought I'd throw that out there.
I thought it was standard operating procedure that the NFL's administer allow, you know, as a second test, and because that's how Burton got back into the game a couple of weeks ago. So I think Christian, I question that story a little bit. Not to say that there's, you know, intentional misrepresentation, but it might be a little bias as a fan that we hate the NFL and we want Swearinger to play, but I gotta believe that the proper Swearinger himself would make a fucking shit, raise a shit fit about it. Or so.
Yeah. I'm sure Payton would have done it.
Right.
But hey, we got Grant Haley now. Who needs him?
Right. What the heck?
So I can't be the only one who, when I saw number 30 making a tackle on the first defensive drive of the game, like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, I was like, who is this guy?
Well, I'd heard about it. Ironically, my kid is the one who told me this. We got Haley from the Giants or something, and he was trying to identify like how many players on the Saints come from New York or whatever. And because he's just currently infatuated Buffalo. Don't get me started. So, hey, it's better than San Francisco. So,
hey, tell us about that San Francisco blanket that he has.
Well, we need something to start the fire in my new fire pit. So no, yeah. So I knew Haley was coming into the game. I knew Haley was on the team, but yeah, I had no expectation. And then Crawley gets an interception.
Crawley got a pick.
Really good pick as well. That was really good.
Was that over the shoulder, the rainbow?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we play PJ Ward every week?
For what? Ken Crawley was on the field for one defensive play, and he got the pick.
Wow, that's awesome. Didn't even notice that either.
Hopefully he doesn't see the field in the playoffs.
And you know,
I don't know, he's 100% every time he gets on the field he intercepts the ball.
You know, that guy Haley, he was getting picked on for quite a bit during the game. There was a period where they were throwing whoever he was covering, they were throwing it to him. So you know, for him to get that pick, and if you saw his reaction when he got that pick, I mean, like, it made his day, you know, that he got mm-hmm. that. It was kind of like his redemption. Kind of similar to
are you talking about redemption?
No,
I'm going to talk about Emmanuel Sanders celebration.
Sanders, shit, yes. When he got $500,000 for catching that eighth pass.
He was quite reserved, to be honest. If I'd have won $500,000 for catching a ball, I'd have been a lot more excited than just putting my hands in the air like that.
Yeah, but this was probably the first time he's got
He did do the money thing.
True.
He did the money thing. Yeah.
True. He's probably got five times that in his bank account already.
Yeah.
I don't know. He might be terrible at managing his finances. He might have needed that.
He shot at Drew Brees' jewels.
I thought you were going to talk about Anzalone, who last week, remember, we were talking about Anzalone having to come in and replace Kwon Alexander, and I gotta say, Anzalone stepped it up. He did a great job filling in. He applied that pressure that gave Granderson the sack on, I think it was PJ Williams PJ Walker at the time.
I think Anzalone would start on most NFL teams. I do, because when we're coming into the season, we weren't saying, oh, Anzalone, if he's healthy, we weren't saying that he was going to be an issue. We were going...
He'd start till he got hurt.
Yeah, but then as soon as Kwon came in, obviously it elevates that position. But now we've gone back to Anzalone, it's like the beginning of the season again. We never had Kwon, but we were still very confident in this defense before we had Kwon and Anzalone.
Anzalone would start on some NFL teams, not most.
Some's good enough, right?
Yeah. Hey, Jason.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Big Fat Zero. Zero. Just got home from work. Also trying to cut down a little on the alcohol consumption this month.
Oh, is your liver bothering?
It's playoffs. What are you doing that for?
Well, Sunday. Game days are my days for liquor. But yeah, my liver kind of took a beating in 2020. So I'm going to try to give it a little rest.
All right.
It deserves it. It's worked really hard.
You going to move to Mississippi?
No, I don't have to move to Mississippi for that.
Oh, okay. All right. So we were just wrapping up the game recap. Jason, I'll give you the final thoughts. We talked about whatever we talked about, but was there anything that you thought we should have covered?
I'm sure you guys covered it in plenty of detail, at least the information that wasn't covered on the Instant Reaction show.
That is correct.
Let me think. Potential kicking issues, maybe?
Oh, we did not talk about that.
He nailed all his kicks off.
Yeah.
He did, that, which was good. He did.
And I think I said it on the chat, like, a lot of times kickers and even him will have a fade or a draw. After he missed that extra point, it was like, nah, fuck this, I'm kicking it straight. Like, every kick looked like he was kicking for his life. He was kicking it straight and hard, and, I mean...
Because he had the other guy breathing down his neck from the
hoodie. Yeah.
Well, one way to look at it is, you know, that was his Hartley miss against Tampa in Week 16 back in 2009. Like, after that, he was money.
So you're saying it was intentional? He was channeling the 2009 energy.
Yeah, I think this whole playoffs is going to channel the 2009 energy.
Okay.
That's what I'm going. Hey, look, I'm trying to be Mr. Optimistic.
Good. So bounties all around.
Right. Now, Granger said he got his foot stuck in the mud.
Now,
maybe he did. I'm assuming Granger's not joking.
They never showed a replay of it.
Now, Morstead, on the other hand,
Brendan Carpinella's here. What's up?
I think we could be saying goodbye. Yeah, I think it could be another emotional goodbye.
So his coming on our podcast just wrecked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About a rectum? What about rectum?
Classic Ben.
Fine, I won't organize anything like that again.
I bet you Jeff Duncan's book sales are plummeting.
please welcome Garner Johnson to the podcast.
Oh, dude. No, I don't want him on near this podcast if the curse of the Dome Patrol podcast is that the player plays.
Somebody needs to answer Gunn's comment, by the way.
Let's see. Chris Farmer says, Happy New Year, donkeys. David Gunn. Oh, from taking the over. Billy Gunn says, Hey, is this where the game? I'm not reading that. This is a family-friendly show.
This is where the game is. I'll read it for you.
Ashes on. It can't be.
Granger, number six is the
goat. This is where the gangbang is. Bring your own lube.
That's right.
That's why Ash actually showed up to this one.
Tommy Barnhart is one of the goats. Greatest punters ever. He was number six too, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay. So that's it for game recap. Let's do a quick, because we are entering the playoffs, quick NFL reach around. Let's talk about the playoff teams and the matchups and what we got. So let's start with
I thought that was called Pick'ems.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. All right, let's go to Pick'ems.
Shit.
He's not ready. Got yourself in trouble now.
I just got here. Come on.
All right. You know, I'll stretch for you. So
we can do NFL reach around. We've had a lot of coaches getting fired.
Do news. Don't do games. Yeah,
it's coaches getting fired. Black Monday.
Yes, coaches getting fired or parting ways with their teams.
Yeah, or parting ways.
Marone is gone. Gase is gone.
Lynn got fired.
Yeah, he got fired. He didn't get.
They didn't part ways. He got fired.
Is that a reference on how the situation was handled? Is that like SportsCenter's like defense there? It's like, no, it's how it was handled. Like one guy was like, hey, you know what? It's not working out. Coach says, Gase, you know, for example, I agree. I don't really want to be here. Why don't we part ways? It's a mutual, you know, it's irreconcilable differences. But, you know, maybe what's his name in Los Angeles?
Stop digging.
Comes in and is like, hey, my key don't work. What's going on? Donald Trump kicks the door down. You're fired.
Oh, God.
But you guys are horrible.
kind of what we're talking about, too, is, you know, Joe Brady's gotten some interviews, which is kind of crazy. Just think, you know, he was a passing game coordinator 1 year, offensive coordinator next year, and now he's getting head coaching interviews.
Is anyone terrified that Jeff Ireland might be the new GM for the Falcons?
I am extremely terrified. I tweeted that the other day. I think Gail Benson needs to leave at least a blank check for him. Just like whatever you want, whatever you need, you know, $6 billion. There you go. That's your salary.
He failed when he was the GM by his own, you know, by himself in Miami. So maybe the fact that he's got, I mean, Peyton really controls a lot of it. Now he does rely on the scouting department, but you know, perhaps the tandem of Ireland with Loomis and Sean makes him that much better.
Yeah.
But
that's why I want him here. I don't want, it's not a blocking maneuver. It's not a keep him from Atlanta. It's working here.
Well, maybe right. The issue is we can't afford to lose both Ireland and who's it, Fontenot that's getting looks. We can't afford to lose both of those guys. So if one goes, then we have to do whatever we can to keep the other.
Doesn't it look like any coaches at the moment are being looked at though? What's quite, because there were Dan talks Campbell. Earlier in the Dan Campbell gets mentioned every year but never goes anywhere.
Right. Aaron Glenn, maybe.
Dennis Allen can't interview until we're at the playoffs because it's a wild card. They're not allowed,
until February.
Exactly. Once not again, until February the 8th, Scott.
Pete Carmichael, nothing. Like that's continues to be stunning,
especially now because it looks like it's going to be Breeze's last year. You thought he might now try and
say Breeze's.
I'm convinced Pete Carmichael doesn't exist.
Miraculous.
I think he's just a pretend figure that they make up.
Maybe the Saints put out Pete Carmichael and the Saints have put out a memo that's like he could have even said, "I'm not interested. Don't even entertain the idea. I'm here I'm staying. I'm staying with my daddy.
The Saints offense continues to hum, and he's right there and never really gets a sniff. It's kind of wild.
Perhaps he's hanging around now because he gets to have a new quarterback to run the offense, and then he wants to see what he can do with a different quarterback.
Maybe it's a Parcells Belichick situation. It's like, hey, when Sean Payton told Carmichael, look, I'm going to retire soon, and when I retire, it's going to be your job over here. And then Sean Payton will never retire.
That's what Loomis is saying to Jeff Ireland.
Same thing over. Right? It's just basically the entire team. That's what Tom kept telling to Gale. I'm going to die soon.
That's what Breeze is saying to Tyson.
That's good. That's what Kamara says to Murray.
Kamara's younger.
Don't matter.
Don't matter. Murray ain't never seen a field. Mark Daly's watching. Oh, how's it going?
Hi, Mark.
London calling. All right. Any other coaching carousel situations? It's still early.
A lot of talk about Urban Meyer maybe going to Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
I don't believe that. I don't know why that is getting the traction that it's getting. I thought Urban Meyer retired because he had like heart conditions and stuff.
It did. Like, if running a top tier program where you're getting the best recruits and your team is more talented than the other teams, if that provides him that much stress, what the hell is going to happen to him in the NFL where it's pretty much an even playing field?
Yeah, but see, the NFL too is sometimes less stressful as far as having to deal with because basically, you're a college coach. You're doing all this recruiting. You don't have to do that in the pros. You're having to monitor and baby these kids and keep track of them like you're their father. Yeah. There's some of that in the pros, but you can always hire people to do that. That's right.
No, it's not coaches. No, go on. Sorry, Scott.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, no, it's not coaches or GMs or anything. But has anyone seen the quotes come out of Stafford recently? It looks like he could be on his way out of Detroit. And if this is Drew Brees' last year, I'd be all in for Stafford.
Where the fuck you been?
I'm saying this for like a month. Coaches.
Well, I said, Scott, for wanting to grab every quarterback that hit the market.
He
clarified that he would take only Stafford and Joe Burrow. And Dak
Prescott.
Well, I'm jumping on Alex that Stafford Smith. Bandwagon with you, Scott. Okay, I'm on that track.
Now, I have heard Stafford to Indy, maybe. If there's rumor that Phillip Rivers might retire at the end of the year.
Carson Wentz is going to Indianapolis because of Frank
Reich.
Yeah,
I've heard that too. But if I have my choice between Wentz and Stafford, I'm taking Stafford all day.
Dude,
how old is Stafford?
Wouldn't they have to, if like they took Carson Wentz, wouldn't they take a lot of money with that?
They couldn't, either way, Philly's kind of screwed because if they trade him or if they cut him, there's this huge cap hit coming to Philly. So I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
I don't know.
Didn't Philly's defensive coordinator just leave?
Schwartz.
Yeah, I think Schwartz just left. Like it was announced this morning or something.
He's taking a year off.
Yeah, so like Philly is, I would say next year they're in a tailspin. And I love it.
Saints fire Chovit too. I don't know if y'all heard that one.
Funny you mentioned that. Why don't you give our listeners and viewers an understanding?
No,
we're good.
Okay. Christian Mino says Urban Meyer would coach up some killers.
Hashtag Hernandez.
One of those hash browns on it and send it to the internet.
If Urban Meyer does go to Jacksonville, does Trevor Lawrence still go there or does he take Justin Fields?
I don't know.
He recruited Justin Fields, didn't he, to Ohio State?
Yeah.
That would be the most Jags thing ever.
There would be. And look, neither one of these guys is a sure thing. I mean, the way Fields played great in the Sugar Bowl, so...
I don't look, it's not a knock against Trevor Lawrence. He's a very, very good and talented college football player. I don't know that I see it transferring over to the pros. That's just me.
It all depends what situation you end up in, doesn't it, as well?
Well, you're going to end up on a shitty team.
If you're the number one pick, you're going to end up.
And that's why number one picks don't normally have the greatest careers. Bar like Peyton Manning and Joe Burrow is going to have one of the greatest careers. Bar that, number one picks don't have. Look at it. Moment, Goff.
Joe Burrow's just had the Ben Jinx, by the way. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah.
That's his other ACL done. Let's get him on the podcast.
Get him on the podcast. You know who we need to put on the podcast is Matt Ryan.
Aaron Rodgers.
Let's get him on the week before the NFC Championship game.
Bring him on and say fuck you guy and then get him off. That's all we need.
We just need you to dial in. You don't even have to say
anything. Darth Helmet.
Yes, he is. You haven't noticed that? We'll talk about it when we play him. Yeah. If we play him. Hopefully we don't even come to it. Doesn't even come to that. Although, you know what? So right before we get into pickems, I assume you're ready, Jason.
Yes.
You look at this. You got Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady all in the NFC side of the playoffs, which means this is a cage match. This is a Royal Rumble of some of the arguably greatest and quarterbacks of all
don't
time.
Don't forget Russell Wilson.
Only
Russell
one Wilson will too. Live.
Russell Wilson.
Okay, Russell Wilson. Throw him in there. So look at the quarterbacks in the we talked about
Mitchell
Trubisky. AFC.
Sorry, you're trying to be serious.
The AFC has some of the best, has the best teams aside from us, whereas the NFC has the best quarterbacks aside from Mahomes.
I mean, you've got some good quarterbacks. Mahomes, Josh Allen had an MVP type season this year.
Tannehill.
He had a good season.
Roethlisberger's a Hall of Famer. Lamar MVP last year.
Okay. All right.
How many Super Bowl rings do you have on the NFC side?
This is the only good reason to have Tom Brady in the in your playoff bracket.
Nine, isn't it? If my quick maths are working.
6-1-1.
Brady have
one.
What? Yeah. Five?
6-1-1-1.
Yeah.
Rodgers has one.
Yeah. Final four, yeah.
Yeah. Mitch hasn't got one yet.
but it is, though. The point you were making, the NFC has the older quarterbacks. The AFC has the young guns. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson.
Right. It's the only one is Ben Roethlisberger needs to come play in the NFC, is what you're saying.
And Rivers.
Yeah. Philip Rivers. All right.
The old guys are still doing it.
Let's get into pick'ems.
It's time to play the game. Put your money on the table. Come on. It's the one game.
All right, so this year is special. We have Super Wild Card Weekend. That's what the NFL is pushing with the extra two games. So it actually allows anybody in Pick'ems to make some last-minute moves to try to catch our leader. Instead of having just three games this week like we normally would, we've got five. So giving people chances.
So you're doing six games?
Well, we're not going to count the Saints, right?
We never
count
the Saints. That's right.
Even the playoff, until it gets, until we get to Super Bowl where we have to pick, so we got five games, like triple headers each day. It's going to be just so much football.
I can't wait.
So much football.
It's great being off work.
I mean, really, yeah, the wild card weekend is usually always the best weekend.
Yeah. Because you have more games.
Well, you do this year.
The thing I'm looking forward to it most is we haven't got that shitty early kickoff in Houston this year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Right? Houston, Baltimore, Houston, Tennessee. Houston, what was it? Kansas, Cincinnati. Maybe. We've had a lot of Houston, Cincinnati games, So, yeah, I mean, there really isn't a bad game of the bunch. So, let's start off the first game Saturday. The Colts, Indianapolis Colts, the 7th seed, they snuck in. I say snuck in, but they won 11 games. They traveled to Buffalo to play the hottest team in the league right now. Buffalo is just crushing it. They scored 50-some points last week against the Miami team that needed to win and get in. And Buffalo didn't even play their starters the full game. They are just rolling. I want to say since week 9, they've outscored their opponents like 2-something to 1-something. They got like a 100-point advantage over the last few weeks. And a lot of people are thinking I know Kansas City is a defending champion, but a lot of people think Buffalo's a team to beat with the way they've been playing. They do have Cole Beasley nursing an injury. It's crazy to think that bring up Cole Beasley, but man, the guy's had a really good season. But they're at home. Buffalo will be allowing, I believe, 60-something hundred fans into the stadium for the playoffs. So hopefully we see a video.
That's
of
It's funny how COVID just magically becomes less of a threat when the playoffs
Are they going to be able to throw their own fans through tables, though?
That's the key, you know? Are they going to allow tailgating? Fire. I don't know.
All on fire, yeah.
Right. So it's in Buffalo. So it's in Buffalo. I'm not sure what the weather is. I'm just going to guess it's going to be cold. But the Bills are favored by 6.5.
Ooh, okay.
So Jonathan Taylor has been playing well for the Colts in the ground game. Phillip Rivers, you know, still getting it done a little bit, but he's 37. So, I mean, Buffalo's the clear favorite here.
Buffalo all day long.
We have a Buffalo 6-wheel, I think, aren't we?
Dildos on the field. I'm taking Buffalo.
I'm taking Buffalo.
Who would have thought Mr. Coach Klein would be the missing piece on defense?
Mr. Coach Klein.
All right, we're all taking Buffalo then?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, our next game, the middle game, a rematch. Not a rematch of last week, but a division game. This will be the third time these teams play this year. You got the Rams coming in after beating Arizona last week. Jared Goff probably not going to play. I mean, the dude just had surgery last week. They travel to Seattle to play the three-seed Seahawks. You know, they won last week, but they made it close. I know we were watching that game with a lot of intention last week. This game's in Seattle. Seahawks are favored by 4. So the Rams, you know, they still have the good defense. Cooper Kupp was on the COVID list last week. So I would think he'll be ready to play, but I guess as of now, that's still a question. Seattle's got a lot of their guys back. I think Jamal Adams maybe tweaked something last week. So I think he's questionable, but other than that, I guess the big question is the quarterback, but the Wolford, he didn't play that poorly for the Rams last week.
I don't think it matters. I think in the playoffs, you go with the better quarterback. I'm going with Russell Wilson.
What was the line again?
Seattle's favored by 4. I think Seattle wins, but I think the Rams cover. So give me the Rams.
Yeah, I think the Rams are going to cover too.
I'm going to go with that as well. Seattle's offense has just gone off the boil big time.
Do you think the Rams are going to get help, or is the NFL past that? You got your stadium, you had your help, now you're on your own.
If we're looking at the NFL, I think they see, oh, shit, we can have Wilson, Breeze, Brady, Rodgers at the Final Four. I think that's the direction the NFL wants to go.
Wilson, Breeze, Brady, Rodgers. Yeah.
Give me the Seahawks, please.
Yeah, I'm going to take a Seattle, too. Now, we kind of want Seattle to win, right? So that's who we would play?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're likely playing Tampa.
I mean, I think we could beat either team, but I would trust Tampa more to be able to beat Green Bay. I mean, that's the
But either edge. Way, you're either I mean, you're not getting to the Super Bowl without facing either Green Bay or Tampa, right? I mean,
right?
Yeah,
you're gonna face Tampa in an NFC Championship game at home in the Dome.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but going back, if we play Seattle, I just don't think their offense will be able to score enough points against us.
I don't want to have to go through Tampa and Green Bay. I'd rather Tampa or Green Bay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tampa, here's our Saturday night game. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to Washington to play the football team.
I can't believe that they have to go to Washington. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I love it. We had to go to Seattle.
Were they 6-10? They won the – was it with the definition?
7-9. They were 7-9. Same as Seattle, and we had to go to Seattle. So – yeah, they won last week, although Philly kind of gave it to them. And look, you know, Washington does have a decent defense. They got a good pass rush. But, man, I just don't know how their offense is going to score more than 10 points. Alex Smith, for as inspirational as his story is, he can't move. Their offense sucks. I just don't think they can keep up. Now, Tampa will be without Devin White, who's on the COVID list. And Mike Evans, he tweaked his knee last week. It didn't look great, but apparently he avoided serious damage. I don't know that he's going to play this week. But I feel like even without him, Tampa should still easily win. And look, as much as we may
shit on. What's the spread?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Washington is getting 8.5.
Whoa.
Okay, see, that's a difference. Tampa's
Give me Washington because Tom Brady is going to the graveyard for quarterbacks.
I mean, he did throw 40 touchdowns.
That field kills.
Did ruin RG3.
Who?
Alex Smith.
And Joe Burrow.
And Joe Burrow. It is a graveyard.
You know,
and I don't trust the Buccaneers offensive line to protect Brady against that stellar Washington defensive line.
Interesting, but I'm going to go the other way and say that Tampa Bay does one of those like 50 point games that they showed up with every now and then.
Washington playoffs.
Who said Washington
Tampa to win or just to cover, Ben?
Wouldn't be surprised if
he's picking them to win. He's picking them to cover.
I'm picking Washington.
They're getting the points.
I'm picking Washington.
Yeah, they're the home dogs.
Yeah, no, but I mean, in your mind, do you think they're just going to cover the points and still lose, or are they going to?
I think they'll cover. I think they've got a good chance of beating them.
Nah, give me the Bucks.
What's that?
I'm gonna take Washington. I think Tampa wins, but I don't think they cover. That's a lot of points in a playoff game.
Ash, who did you take?
Bucks, please, Jace.
It is a lot of points, except when you're playing a team like Washington who can't score. There's just no way they score to keep. Even if Tampa scores 27, Washington ain't scoring.
Many points.
Right. They're not scoring 18 points.
Nine points. Yeah.
Give me Tampa. But I do think, you know, Chase Young's a freak, man. And I do think he'll hit Tom a few times. Tom's going to look a little shaky, but I still think they get the win.
All right.
Graveyard. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, we need them to go put up a fight against Green Bay. So we can't afford them. All right. Yeah. Now moving on to Sunday. We've got our early game Sunday, a rematch of a playoff game last year. The Baltimore Ravens coming on. They got a 5-game winning streak, granted against shitty teams, but it's a 5-game winning streak. They got in. Lamar looks good. The offense looks healthy. Mark Ingram, he's just on the bench now. It's kind of sad. They travel to Tennessee to play a Titans team that won their division. Derrick Henry with 2,000 yards. You know, got a couple good receivers. Tennessee's defense is iffy. And Tennessee is getting 3 points at home.
Tennessee plus 3?
This is pretty surprising.
Wow. I mean,
everybody got sucked into Baltimore beating a bunch of bad teams.
And if you look at
Lamar Jackson, like, they struggle against good. They beat the bad teams, but they struggle against good teams.
Yeah, give me the Titans.
Titans let up a lot of points.
Give me the Ravens. Titans defense is atrocious. What do you expect when you've got Kenny Vaccaro back there?
So wait, who took who?
Titans. I'm going wrong. Ben took the Ravens. James took the Titans.
Whew, man.
It's tough, right?
This is a good one. This is a humdinger.
Give me the Titans.
You taking Ash?
He's taking the Titans.
I'm going to take the Ravens.
I know. I kind of feel like Baltimore is going to win this game. Watch them win by 3. Go ahead. I'm going to take Baltimore.
Wise choice.
Yep. All right, and then our final game of the weekend, the Sunday night game, a rematch of last week, although with a few different players playing, the Cleveland Browns in the playoffs for the first time since 2002. Congrats, Cleveland. Now here's a case of COVID.
It's the most Cleveland thing ever.
Right? So they'll be without – yeah. So they traveled to Pittsburgh to play a Steelers team that rested a bunch of guys last week and yet still made it a competitive game, only lost by 8. You know, they sat a lot of their defensive guys. Roethlisberger didn't play. And they're at home. They're favored by 6. So now you got a Cleveland team who's playing without their head coach.
Steelers for me, please.
Steelers.
Steelers.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers.
I'm going to take the Browns just because I need to make a move.
Pittsburgh, please.
So
we all do last week anyway.
What's that?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff, you didn't give last week's stats.
Yeah, I'll give them to you. All right, so basically everybody's taking Pittsburgh except for Jason on that one.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So after last week, the standings are JTL is still in first place, barely ahead of Ash, who is then fair few games above Tom Ensign and me. If I'm going to catch Ash, it's going to take the whole playoffs to do it. Probably should have looked at that before we made our picks. I could have made some moves. Can I change? I haven't done the change.
That's why I asked after you made your final picks.
Little asshole. Let's see. Buffalo were the same. Seattle were the same. Tampa were the same. We're different on the Baltimore. Oh, only one game. Dang. So next week I'm going to make my move. All right. The rest of the league, which really doesn't matter, is James, followed by Carp, Jason, Trevor, Bruno, Mordecai. Scott, you are 500. 42 and 42.
Well done, Scott.
Perfectly losers, mediocre.
Yep. Loser side.
Me.
Big easy Gajon. Burrow. Big easy Gajon. No, he's the above average Joe. You're the average Joe. Davis Douglas, Neil, Sans Hobbs, Ben. And Gerald Booty, the mailman. So, hey, Neil is not in last place.
No, well done, Neil.
In fact, Neil is better than Ben.
Wow. But we knew that anyway. Didn't need a pick'ems to figure that one out.
All right.
But if Ben finishes below Neil, Neil becomes the new co-host.
Seconded.
All right, so our final
the Jameis Winston of the podcast.
So to recap the games: Indy at Buffalo, Bills are favored by 6.5. The Rams at the Seahawks favored by 4. Tampa Bay at Washington getting 8.5. Baltimore at Tennessee, the Titans are getting 3, and then Cleveland at Pittsburgh, the Steelers are favored by 6.
All right, Roy Brooks says thanks, Philly, from an earlier thing that we said.
It's a Philly special.
All right. That's going to bring us into a quick round of Saints preview playoff edition. Wild card. Card edition. Who are we playing against? The Bears?
Bears.
So Saints Bears playoff history is not kind to the Saints.
Dude.
Have we ever beaten the Bears in the playoffs? I don't think we have.
Not in the playoffs.
Well, right. That's why I said in the playoffs. So this will be the first time the Saints beat the Bears in the playoffs. We are exercising all kinds of demons this year.
Mm-hmm.
Knock the Vikings out. We're going to get the Bears and send them packing.
And Seattle. Get
the Seahawks.
Seattle, going to send them packing. Then we're going to exercise the Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. We're going to finish that debate.
In Green Bay.
Yeah. Or Tom Brady. Either way, it won't matter. And then we're going to beat the Chiefs so that everybody can know that even though that young kid's going to have a great future, this ain't his year. All right,
I need to say my PSA. I said this in the instant reaction. I said I'd say it again on the show. If there is any Saints player listening to this podcast, stay home. Don't go anywhere. Go to practice and go home. If you are a Saints fan and you see a Saints player out and about, stand 6 feet away from him with a mask on and yell at him until he goes home. anyone on the COVID list. Go home. Stay home. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, if we see him over here, something's seriously gone wrong.
Yeah.
How
do you even get there, right?
I mean, I hope that, you know, I'm honestly worried that Kamara's going to get some kind of symptoms in the next day or so and won't be able to play. Like, because he's not cleared until he has no symptoms for 10 days.
Doomsday prophecies.
Look, the Bears aren't a good football team.
They're garbage.
This is the teams they have beaten this year to get to their 8-8
record. Muted quickly.
Please mute him right now.
They've beaten the Lions. They've beaten the Giants. They've beaten the Falcons. They beat the Bucks, but they beat the Panthers, beat the Texans, beat the Vikings.
Thank you. Thank you. You're muted.
But I can unmute myself.
Yeah.
This is it. They've beaten one team with a winning record all season.
I mean, it's you've got to feel a level of, as a fan, I like feeling the level of confidence. It's okay to walk in with your chest thumping and, yeah, there's no way we're going to lose this game. Great. Okay. As a player and a coach, to your point, if there's anybody watching this game, do not overlook this team.
Learn from last year.
Right? Yes. Don't overlook anybody. Play every game like it's the Super Bowl. Beat the Bears like Jason said. This is going to be like the 09 playoffs all over again. Like, totally annihilate this team. Score 50-plus points. Hold them to under 20. And let's do that rinse and repeat all the way through to the end.
I don't want Jimmy Graham ending Drew Brees' career.
I want Mitch Trubisky ending Drew Brees' career.
Oh my gosh. There's no, right? Come on now.
Well, and that's the crazy part about this game. It's like, yes, we are clearly the better team. This is the biggest spread of the week at 9.5. But if you look at the history, like, we've lost to some quarterbacks in the playoffs, and there's this history, you know, as fans, even though we've been this great team for the last 15 years, it's the heartbreak has just scarred us so bad. You know, and just in the back of our minds, we're scared because we don't want that again. We know how good this team is, and there's just, it's just the fear in the back of your mind. It's like, just please don't blow it.
Right. Well, there's so many factors that could work against you. I mean, we're scarred by how many injuries we've had to deal with this year. We're scarred by COVID impacting us now. We're scarred by the past 3 years of exits. We're scarred by even just general history of the Saints. Fair. You know,
we are one of the healthiest teams going into this playoff run.
We're scarred by the NFL, the referees. I mean, there's so much. And yes, we are. But here's the right. We have been so strong, despite all that, in the regular season, and we're now getting the only thing I worry about is, like, we've got all our starters back, but they ain't never played a game together yet. I'm worried about the chemistry.
Drew, Michael Thomas, Kamara, 10 quarters, you know, together. That's on mad. The football field, and you know,
we're 12-4.
Yeah, and we went through a lot this year. We lost Drew. We lost
everybody.
All of our running backs. Lost Michael Thomas. We've been able to overcome it.
Our safety.
I'm hoping that we can continue that. Yeah,
linebackers,
our safeties overcome it.
Offensive.
We've played a very complete game. Last two games. We just need to keep that going into the playoffs.
Now, I'm gonna tell you why all of that, that adversity and the fact that we won is great. But I'm gonna tell you what, that is gonna make us an even better team and a bigger favorite, because none of the other teams have the level of bench, not strength, but experience. I mean, you've now got guys playing safety, linebacker, offensive line, even running back now, receivers who now have reps. They've got game experience. So they're not going to, you know, if there is a situation where they're called up into the game, they're not going to have that deer in the headlights that, oh my God, what do I do? They've already got the experience. They've taken hits. They've got game speed. They've played with the other players on the team. That is important. I mean, like Delvin Bro, I listened to a podcast with Delvin Bro on it, and Delvin Bro said that. I mean, listen to a former player's perspective, and he's like, that matters. It's like guys like Juwan Johnson getting reps, you know, that matters.
Hopefully we don't need him any reps this week.
Seriously.
And you know, and as you said, everything that we've overcome this year will make it that much harder when the refs screw us again.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
I mean,
it won't be this game.
It's sad that is a realistic possibility. You know, and
I don't think it'll be this game.
You can't look towards the Super Bowl. It's going to be, you know, one game at a time, and it's, you know, it's like I said, you know, all through the season, when we get to the playoffs, I'm not going to enjoy it because I'm waiting for that moment of, right, they've had their fun, let's fuck them over, that's it, ta-ra, see you in 2021. So you know, I might be, you know, overreaching and looking too much into it. But again, you know, what's happened the last few years, and it's like, what's going to happen? What's going to really nail us in, you know, nail us to the wall? And we've had a really good season. Okay, we didn't go like 13-3 or 14-2. We still went, 12-4. We still got a great team. So now I want to go all the way, because we've had such a great team the last 4 years, and one game or one moment has screwed us over. So I don't know. I'm just not going to enjoy these playoffs.
It's how much, right? How much more can a Saints fan take? Right before
that's what I'm saying earlier. We need to just score as many points as possible. That way they can't do anything. If we just go in and rack it up.
Christian Mino wants to know, how are you going to react if Vinovich is assigned the NFC Championship game?
He should never be assigned a Saints game ever again.
That would, for me, I would go full conspiracy theory and be like,
okay. I don't think they would.
That.
He hasn't left the Saints since, has he?
No.
I don't think he ever will again. Right. I really don't.
I think if he ever goes to New Orleans, he ain't going to walk out alive.
He would be a dead man walking. As soon as he left Louis Armstrong Airport, he would be a dead man walking.
He would make it to the Dome.
From the Dome Patrol says, we riot.
And going to New Orleans, anyone going to New Orleans is a 50-50 proposition whether you're going to leave alive or not. Right? So with him...
Is that why you moved to Texas?
The COVID rate?
I don't live in Texas.
I mean, pretty much.
He's closer than I am.
So, yeah, and look, going back on
2 hours,
2 hours is closer to Texas.
No closer.
You do look at the 4 years, and it's like, man, the 17 draft class and the team, these cumulative 4 years overall, we've been the best regular season team. And to not have anything to show for it would just be so damn disappointing. And I think that's part of it, too. We don't want to have to deal with that because we know how good we've been, and it'd just be a huge missed opportunity. But I will say, I think the loss last year is really going to be a good thing for this year, because I felt like we weren't ready for whatever reason. We came out flat. We weren't ready. I just don't think we're going to see that again.
You don't think the last 3 years this year are going to play in like you look at a team like Buffalo. Yeah. They were in the playoffs, a couple years ago, but they're still like young in the playoffs. They're inexperienced. That's the one thing working against them, especially if they play against, say, Kansas City, who won the Super Bowl last year. They're battle-tested. I don't consider Buffalo battle-tested. The Saints are battle-tested, and they've tasted that bitter defeat to the point where and they've tasted it in multiple
three
ways.
Times.
Yeah, they played it. They played an excellent game. They should have won it, but they lost on a fucking miraculous play. The next year, they got fucked over by the NFL. The next year, they came out because they were unprepared. Or they were overlooking. Yeah. They all three of those things, and you've got a lot of that core team from those all three of those years still in that locker room. That's why I think this Sean Payton and this whole team are going to be laser focused. It's got to be that way. If it's not that way, then what the hell are they doing over there?
Well, I think they also realize too, depending on what happens with the cap, like teams going to look a lot different. I mean, I know you say that every year teams look different, but it's really going to look different next year. So you know, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and Roy Brooks, what happens if Jeff Ireland leaves? We talked about that earlier. And Ben says, we riot. basically, we're itching a riot.
Well, adding to the fact that this is it for Breeze.
Davis Douglas. Sorry, I'm late, fellas.
So you have that added on top of everything else.
Right. There is no lack of like looking for sources of motivation for this.
This is the problem in the playoffs. This could be a very painful goodbye.
Or it could be the greatest goodbye.
And it's a toss a coin, isn't it?
Let me ask you this question.
Hold on. We'll see what Ash has to say.
Go ahead.
I'm hopeful and I'm confident. I'm going the Peyton Manning retirement party for Breeze more than, the doomsday disastrous kind of way. I'm thinking like with the NFL, they're thinking, well, if he is going to retire, let's give him a second ring and then we'll bounce him into Canton and then immortalized in bronze. So that's my feeling on it. But I still will not be able to be comfortable every playoff game because I'm still waiting for that moment to be fucked over.
It's also the playoffs. It's impossible to feel comfortable. It's the playoffs.
We've asked this question in the past before. Now that it's a distinct reality, would you rather lose the Super Bowl or lose the NFC Championship game?
Super Bowl.
Get there and lose is better than not getting.
Yeah. I'd rather go out on Sunday.
You'd rather not even get to the
No, no. The further you get,
the more it hurts.
Okay, I agree.
But I think losing to the shitty Bears would be worse.
Yeah, getting to the Super Bowl. At least you can say, "Hey, we made it to the Super Bowl. We have our shot. We're one of the best two teams in the NFL. We're here. We at least got a shot at it."
Yeah.
Because if you get to an NFC game and you lose, and then
to be honest, I feel like I don't know that I have a whole lot of ration behind it, but I do have this feeling that if the Saints get to the Super Bowl, that they can't be beat. It's kind of like that magical 09, like Sean Payton, Drew Brees. There is no team that is going to out-prepare, out-think, out-coach, out-play the New Orleans Saints. This is the team that when all the chips are on the table, really, come on, who would you bet on? There's no way that they could lose.
So it's funny you say that. I'm currently reading a book about Sean Payton and Drew Brees.
Oh, yeah? What'd you learn?
They're genius.
Geniuses.
And something else too about getting to the Super Bowl, at least the week leading up to the Super Bowl was just going to be so much fun. I remember in 09, every day of the week I got a copy of the newspaper and kept a copy of I wanted everything. Now granted, that your first time is always different, but if it happens again, that excitement that week is even if you lose, it's going to hurt bad. But no matter when if we lose in the playoffs, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. It doesn't matter when it is. It's going to hurt.
Yeah. Especially with everything that this year is riding on. That's the other thing. We thought it couldn't hurt worse than the Minnesota Miracle. And then we had the Rams game. We thought it couldn't hurt worse than that. And then we had the Vikings game last year. Then we think it can't hurt worse than that. If we were to lose out in this playoff run on Drew Brees's last year and everything that we've overcome, that this one's going to hurt more than anything, no matter which game we lose. So there's only one option, and that's to win. Any final thoughts or any score predictions for the Bears game?
I'm going to say 35-13 Saints.
42-17 Saints.
42-10 Saints.
I kind
of 14 Saints.
20-14?
28-14.
Okay.
Michael Thomas catches his first touchdown of the season.
I'm going to say 45-10, maybe 45-13 Saints, but I'd say 45-10. I don't see the Bears scoring more than one touchdown.
To be fair, they've scored, apart from against Green Bay, they've scored 30 in their last couple of games. But like I said, they have been playing garbage teams.
31-17.
31's okay. All right. And yes, Roy, Lutz is our kicker on Sunday, to our knowledge. All right. So, final thoughts very fast. Ash, anything?
Just win. Go to the divisionals.
James?
Yeah, playoffs, baby. Bring it on.
Scott?
LSU gymnastics starts on Friday.
Oh, my God. It ruins the whole thing.
Do you think the bust of Drew Brees in the Hall of Fame will have the birthmark?
Is that Tawna Fitzmaurice is online? She says, "Who that?" Or he? I don't know.
No, Tawna, that's our friend from London. Well, okay. She's not. We met her in London, but she.
All right. Jason.
Go Tigers.
This is it. Last ride. The last ride.
Ben. Oh, you had more.
Season starts now. We knew we were going to get to this point. Season starts now.
All right, and I'm going to wrap this up with the quote from Christian Mino here. He says, all the money's on the table, and I cannot imagine that Peyton isn't stressing how much this means to this team and to this fan base. He will walk in with a briefcase full of cash, the trophy that we have in the case, and a mock of Goodell's head on a silver platter. I love it. I hope it happens in a reality. In the meantime, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Don't Patrol United podcast, where you can subscribe to one feed to receive multiple shows, including the 2-Point Instant Reaction, the Don't Patrol podcast, the BS and Beer Saints podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League podcast, and Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. Follow Don't Patrol Podcast on Twitter at Don't Patrol US and at Don't Patrol UK. Follow BS and Beer at BS and Beer Media. Follow Taking the Over at Taking the Over. Follow us on Facebook to watch live streams such as the one you're watching right now. And just search for Don't Patrol Podcast over there. But in the meantime, if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, if you're not on your podcast app, you can always go to Don't Patrol Podcast.
Back home.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, negative donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation. In your favorite magazines, all America is talking about the Who Dats down yonder in New Orleans. Are you a Who Dat? Sing it loud and clear. I'm a Who Dat. We love to cheer for Saints in New Orleans. So here we go, Saints go. Go, Saints go. And go.